Donc, I'm gonna talk all over myself.
Here's a story. Hey, Robin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, hello. This is the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 441 for September the 30th, 2017. We are a gaming podcast for friends, for adults, for people who have fun and talk and chat and do silly things, which most people would think are something that 15-year-olds would do, but we do it so well, we keep on doing it. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Robin Tate. I am Bunga the Sian, and I am joined by some wonderful people tonight. I've got Kim, the returning Mark, and I've got a new person tonight who's only here for an hour. We're bringing him in tonight. That'd be Greg DeLacy.
Greg, I've been demoted.
Yeah. Well, it's an age thing. I mean, you've just had a birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank
Greg,
you.
Sorry, did you just knock something over?
I was playing with my balls.
Oh, we do try and keep quiet. If you can refrain from playing your balls just in camera, right. You know, please don't do it in camera anymore. So, Greg, you had a birthday.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Happy birthday to you. What is that
Thank
now?
You.
You're older than me now, isn't that right? Well, this birthday?
Am I technically older than you, or am I actually still younger than you? I can't recall.
Are you 49 now or 48?
No, sir, I am not. I'm 48.
What?
I think I'm younger than you.
No.
Yes.
What year were you born?
69.
So was I.
69, baby. September 69. So, I mean, when...
I was January, yeah. So you're only 48?
Yeah.
So am I. Shit.
Right.
That's right.
That's how this works, Robin. That's how this works.
That's the mind is going. Greg, good to have you on the show. I know you've been here for an hour. We'll try and pack as much of your balls in as we possibly can.
Yes.
Kim, good evening. Your room looks extremely, you're in the blue room. It's a glow on your face. It looks fantastic. You look good. There's a new angle to the camera. Wow.
Yeah. New stuff.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Hi,
it helps
me right.
Shoved in a shoebox, you know.
Yeah, but it looks like you've got space now. Space.
You do. You have room.
You're
not podcasting out of the closet.
No, nope,
you got a fan. A fan in your head. You look like Inspector Gadget with the helicopter.
Right.
It's great.
Just fly
good
off.
Good to have you on the show. And Mark Wright, Mark Annex.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello. Have you missed me?
We
bit.
Have.
Yeah. I miss you guys so much. Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
It's great to have you on board. We seen Jenny in the background heading off to bed, but it was great
doing
to see her.
Doing cartwheels, mind you. She was doing cartwheels.
She wasn't. But it was great to have. It's great to see her home, Mark. It's been extremely tough for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a stressful couple of weeks to say the least. But yeah, got through it, and things are on the mend now. So things are looking up. So
I still can't believe she went through all this trouble just to get out of doing chores.
I know. Just so I'd pull my finger out and do a bit, but yeah.
No. From experience. And actually seeing what Mark, where he was, I was there where Mark is sitting now, a few feet away. There wasn't that many dishes in the sink.
I've kept it tidy, haven't I, Robin?
Right. He took a mug from the cupboard, not from the sink, to make me coffee. So,
okay.
You know, that was pretty good.
Wait, Robin, did you check the garbage for all the takeout containers?
No, but I was checking his medical cupboard up the stairs in the bathroom, just looking for extra batteries and foys and stuff like that there. So last weekend was EGX, and when Mark was doing pretty low, I think. So if you don't mind me talking about this, Mark.
No, it's fine.
So I flew over and hired a car. and drove up to Yorkshire, which I thought was an hour up the road, and it turned out to be about 3 hours up the road.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And met Mark with, I had a little surprise package with me, Richard Webster. He met me there as well. And we spent an hour with Mark, or a couple hours with Mark, and it was brilliant. Because it's funny, because the times that we've met before, it has been, hi Mark, bye Mark.
Yeah.
And it was the first time we've actually spent a decent amount of time together. I suppose last year at EGX, yeah, at the party, but even then it was a room full of sausage festness going on, yeah, and we didn't have a good chat. So I'm really, really glad that I did that. I'm really glad I came up. It was great to see you. And I don't know. Maybe hopefully it raised your spirits a little bit. Us guys coming over.
It was really good. And because you told me about it on the Friday, that you were coming up on the Saturday. You didn't tell me Richard Webster was coming over. And obviously Richard Webster got there first because he lives nearer. And you told him the time you'd expect to get there. So I'm sat here, and then I heard a knock on the door, and I opened the door, and he stood there, and I'm thinking, fucking hell, I know you. You look familiar. and he just holds out this box of Yorkshire tea bags and went, there you go. And I went, and I had no clue Richard was coming. So,
oh, that's funny.
If you'd have seen my face.
You thought he was a canvasser.
What would have been better is if Mark just shut the door on him.
Came in, and we had a good chat and that, and we played a bit of Destiny while we waited for Robin turning up, Destiny 2 and stuff, and then Robin turned up, and we had to go on the Switch. And I have to say that's a pretty amazing bit of kit, really. I'm quite impressed with that Switch.
At least you got to play the Switch. Ooh. Remember, Robin showed it to me.
I got hands on it. I played some Mario Kart and a little bit.
Battery was dead.
Brief
kids.
A bit of Zelda.
I have to say, Mark, that the corner you podcast in is an impressive corner. I don't know how you've got all the four screens all tucked in there, and they're all bits and pieces going on.
It's very compact.
There's not an inch, which is not. It was there, so cool. Look, that was great to come up and see you, Mark, so, but I'm glad that you're back on the podcast again. Greg, Kim, what have you been up to over the last week apart from birthday celebrations? What were you doing for your birthday, Greg?
Well, let me tell you, Robin. My brother-in-law came up, and so originally my brother-in-law was going to come up on Friday night. We were going to golf on Saturday today, and so he ended up coming up Thursday night. So he was in out of town, so it really messed with my gaming schedule of trying, because I took a half day on Friday, but he was here, and we ended up doing a bunch of outdoor lighting stuff, so we strung up a bunch of outdoor lights.
Oh, Halloween.
No, not Halloween, for our patio. So lighting up the patio so we can use it at night, that kind of thing. So played some golf today. Didn't shoot great. Came in at a 108. I'll take it though. We drank some beers in the course, had a lot of fun. And then had my birthday yesterday. So I have a new bowling ball. So as two new bowling balls now, part of my repertoire. So I've got my main bowling ball, and now I have a bowling ball specifically for shooting spares. And that's thanks to my lovely, lovely wife, who paid for my golf today as well, which was awesome.
So you were talking about this, or some weird person was talking about this a few weeks ago, and the one for the spares is the spare is when you go and you don't knock them all down, and there's a left and a right, isn't that right?
And it doesn't have to be a left or right, it just is,
and you swing to the left or swing to the right of your natural throw, so this one goes straight, is that right?
So yes, this ball will be a little more straight, so because I'm a right-handed shot, my ball will naturally – I throw a what you call a hook ball. So it will curve out to the right and then come back across to the left. For me to hit pins that are sitting out on the far right corner, it's difficult. As you're looking at the lane, right, you go down the lane. Come on. Stick with me, Rob.
You're losing me.
So I have a ball now that won't hook as much. It'll go a little straighter.
See, I can't, since you've started this here and saying that you got new bowling gear, I would like to see your, it's the Big Lebowski, Jesus, the suit, the one piece suit purple that you bowl it. You must have that gear. If you don't have tartan trousers for golf,
again,
you must
I don't know what this is, Jesus. Robin. It's like you're speaking Greek to me. I'm just saying.
Greek.
You know, Scottish wear kilts, don't they? And they've got that cross pattern effect.
So do transgender people, by the way. Yeah, right. They call them dresses.
Yeah, right. So, and that is usually the colours of their clan, and that's called tartan.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So now, golfers wear tartan-designed trousers.
Okay, so one, this explanation that Mark just gave is 1,000 times better than what Robin gave me, which was nothing.
Yeah, what Robin gave
you. New money golfers. You mean Arnold Palmer and all those guys would have wore tartan trousers in the day. Definitely. So you know nothing about the history of golf. You just go out and whack your balls.
There's nothing wrong with that, Robin.
Greg did
wrong. Yeah. Whacking
Greg
balls.
Yeah, I can't. Sorry, I just thought that argument through, and I'm completely wrong.
He didn't hear the word tartan. All he heard was
potato.
Yeah,
true.
Very true. Very much.
Now, Robin, if you had said, "Did I wear my fartin trousers?" that would have made a little more sense to me.
Dear. Pretty much. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, just sort of the things that happen around here, you know, the Garda, the local police here, they found 12 million euros worth of cocaine, 6 AK-47 assault rifles, 200 live hand grenades at a house behind the library in Ballymena. And the residents of Ballymena, they're shocked because they didn't know there was a library in Ballymena. So, that's the town I live in. Anyway, it is. And Kim, you've been working in the house again, getting stuff ready, getting stuff going.
Yesterday I had to put the dryer vent hose, you know, the little hose that goes in the back of the dryer that vents the exhaust out of the house. Yeah, that fell off yesterday and I had to put it back on and it was about 2 foot too short. So that was fun. Not only that, you know, it was in a place that was built for hobbits. I am 5'9", so I am the farthest away from being a hobbit possible. So that was fun.
It's a shame you don't live in Nottingham. You could have asked Richard to trust to come. He'd have just walked in and done it for you.
Right. You know.
I'm just trying to... S-H-O-R-T, short. Kim, I have a quick question. Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt. So one, are you in your bedroom now? Where is this location?
I am in the New Hermit Cave, we are indeed. So,
what is the picture on the wall? The lone picture over your shoulder? There's two.
Yeah, but, okay. Well, one is the, and I'm going to be so killed because I don't remember the name. It's a ship. That comes into the Baltimore. It's what do they call it? The USS Independence or something. Anyway, a friend of mine, Gary, goes out and takes all these pictures. So I've been stealing pictures from him to put up on my wall, and I thought it was nice.
He likes his swimmer, doesn't he? And he's
So I've been robbing his Flickr for pictures to hang on my wall for my new more adult approach. Instead of
I tell you, Elsie's taking some really good pictures lately. Gary Lever's wife, Courtney, she's doing some really nice photos on Facebook.
I'm gonna get
you know what I'm really shocked I don't see on the wall is a giant sized Thor picture.
I got talked down out of that actually because I said something here a while back about getting one of those gigantic fat heads and sticking it on the wall, and I got talked down off the cliff. So.
Great. Okay. Great.
But I might get the hammer that lights up like the nightlight. I might do that, you know.
What you don't realize is, Greg, is where her bed is. Right. Painted on the ceiling.
Right. On the ceiling, yep.
It's like the Sistine Chapel, you know.
Right.
She goes to sleep every night staring into his eyes.
Some people actually miss the wood paneling. I mean, in the shot, Martin, he misses the wood paneling. So
we all miss it a little bit. It was character, right?
Like you said, you know, we start tearing the old house down. I'll get me a piece and I'll frame it up and I'll hang it somewhere on the wall. And every once in a while, I'll move it around so you can see it behind me and, you know.
And I still have a little bit of a tear every once in a while when I think about all of the poor raccoons that have lost their lives because you have decided to make a house.
Yeah,
so
right?
Here, tell me, is this a line? Okay, so customers of mine, they're opening this really, really lovely cafe and ice cream parlor. It'll open in about 2 weeks' time. Very big expense. Really beautiful right. place it's going to be. And they have this wood paneling on the wall. And we're in the middle of the build at the moment. And they were showing me about 50 planks, 6 feet high. What is that now? 6 feet high. That's about 12 double D. Isn't that right? Yeah, and the new scale.
Interesting and, scale, yes, okay.
Yeah, and...
I know what it means.
Thanks, yeah. thanks, Nicole. And they're telling me that they've bought this reclaimed timber especially to go on the walls. It's going to be cut and put on the walls around part of the seating area. And they're telling me that these 50 planks cost £2,000, $2,500, thereabouts. And they told me that... They bought this timber and it came from Kentucky from a barn south right. facing, so it got sun bleached and it's arrived okay. in Northern Ireland. And these 50 planks of old timber cost $2,000. Mm-hmm. I'm going, that sounds like a good story. Tell me the farmer's called Earl that owned the barn and you're in.
I have well been.
I mean, is that a thing? Are people out there stripping old barns?
It is a thing,
barns?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Reclaim wow. wood, shiplap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing.
There is a show over here. It's called Barnwood Builders, and that's what they do. They go in and they tear down old cabins and barns and stuff like that, and then they turn around and they will either put the cabin or the barn back up, or say if there's not enough wood there to actually do that, they will turn around and sell it for things like that.
God, that's something I could get into. I could tell them that, you know, that's from Kentucky, and it was Earl, and he had a farm, and once they stood outside it, and they shot a movie once, and JFK walked past it once and touched that timber, and that timber's $5,000 for 3 planks. I could do that. Who would tell? How could you tell? Yeah. Anyway, good. Well, I'm glad everybody's settled. I'm glad you had a good birthday party, and Mark has had.
Wait, hold on. I have one more story. Sorry, I have one more story.
Okay.
It's been a while. I haven't been on for a while. I've got lots of things to say, Robin. I've got lots to talk about.
Okay, come on. Talk.
So Orange last man. Weekend, I went up to Reno. And so for those of you that are not in the United States, the Nevada is a legalized gambling state. California allows gambling on Indian casino sites, but they're not the same as Vegas or Nevada casinos. So in Nevada, the state of Nevada, there's Las Vegas, and then there's the little smaller town called Reno. And Reno's north of – yeah.
I heard that Australian comedian who has the chat show over there late at night, he was calling for North Korea to bomb Reno because it was the most important town in America. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Right.
As a joke. And then the whole town of city of Reno complained that maybe wasn't a good idea.
But it's not that far off. It's really not that far off. But so they have a couple nice casinos up there. So we went up for an overnight with my mother-in-law, brother-in-law, and of course, my wife and my son. We went up, did some gambling, kind of took some shifts because we can't take our son onto the gambling floor, the casino floor. But so I like to play blackjack. I don't do well with slot machines. Mm-hmm. I always lose on slot machines. But I can sit at a blackjack table for hours. Give me $100, you know, minimum bets, $5-$10, whatever. That I can make that last for hours, and I will get as many cocktails as I can in during that time frame. That's my judgment of having fun.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Hotel break?
So we were at the Silver Legacy Casino.
Right, good. Yeah. That's what I've got lined up. I'm going to start putting that on my streaming.
There we go. All right, looks very nice. Silver Legacy. Yeah, and so the night when I went gambling, I didn't do great. Probably ended up losing about $50 at the blackjack table, but I drank easily 6, maybe 7 vodka tonics. So I got my alcohol consumption.
Good.
Then the next morning, I went down, got in a nice 2-hour stretch at the blackjack table, and ended up pulling back in $150. So
nice.
That goes towards my Xbox One X fund.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting some chip about that at the moment. I was like, why do you need another Xbox? What's it? Why do you need that? I just need it.
Right.
Need it. Get back to the kitchen. No, I can't say that.
So, And then last story. Okay, so gambling aside. So then my internet was acting up a little bit. It was just like the speeds were somehow being capped at a very low rate, and I wasn't sure why. So guy comes out, brings in a new modem. The new modem's not really working properly, so he has to switch out and bring back a new modem actually yesterday. So he installs the new modem. It's actually sitting right in front of me right now. And he goes to plug in the hardwire that I have. I've strung this, basically routed this wire in the wall all the way for the Xbox to be hardwired. He puts it and connects it up, and suddenly it won't connect. The Xbox, every time I connect the Xbox, it shows it like it's it comes on for a second and then it comes back off. So I've no clue what's going on with that. He ended up giving me a wireless, like a wire mesh internet box, which that's a new technology they're using to basically deliver high speed through kind of a wireless setup, even though it's like a hybrid wired wireless setup, for lack of a better way to put it. But it delivers the internet through your electrical outlets.
Yeah, that's what I use.
He hooked that up. No problem at all. Xbox totally hooks up. Has plenty
that's
of
funny. We're talking about that. I've come across this double NAT issues, and it's not Richard Nadras.
Right.
and I'm putting it down to the last Insider update because I was having connection issues. And when I looked at the settings, it's a setting that I'd never seen before, and it was coming up that I had a double NAT. And reading into it, there was issues with the router and stuff like that there. And I've never seen it before because nothing had changed, just the update. So hopefully it's been another update yesterday. So hopefully it'll clear itself.
Oh, that's good. No. It will clear itself on my end.
Double
too.
Net.
Apparently, cool. that last update we just got yesterday, apparently that has got the game gifting in it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've seen on the old Twitters and internets. So I've not tried it yet, but yeah. So
feel
that should
free
be rolling
to
out
send
for
free
the
games to Greg DeLacy, Murphy's Law.
Tried it. Yeah, you haven't tried it yet, Mark. We know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I sent Greg. I was trying to send Greg an audible book for his birthday.
Did that happen or not? Because
it should be in that email because I've got the receipt in, and you can't send one single book. So I've sent you 3 months subscription. That's the only thing you can do now. They used to do a gift a book, but now you've got three months subscription where that would be three audiobooks and you're 3 months taken care of. So I just thought that was quite odd because I thought that would have been a nice, easy thing to do with Audible. You know, send this book.
Right.
Now, you can share a book, but that's to try and hook people in that aren't members. So they get that book for free.
Right.
But if they're not a member or they are a member, they pay for it, which is a bit odd. Anyway, so look, yes, that's great. Last week we had an EGX.
Just kidding.
Sorry, just kidding. We had an EGX group show last week with 9 people on the show last week from Boss Wave, Veteran Gamers. Yep, we had all Entertain Nerds guys there. We had loads of people, and it actually worked pretty well. There was a little bit of echo in the middle of the show. We had 2 mics set up. We were in a private hotel room, a conference room. It's getting almost professional at these EGXs.
Robin. Well, I believe actually the technical term for what you guys were doing last week is called Sausage Fest.
No, that was later on. That was later that night. Yeah, so last weekend was EGX. You've heard all about it. There's been so much stuff on our Facebook feeds, on our Twitter feeds.
Yes.
There's something. My son done a lot of video work, and he's put up some great videos, actually. Really, really slick videos of what we got up to. And the Friday night, we were at Mission Burrito, and we took over the place. It had an upstairs room. I'd cased the place out a few weeks ago, and I didn't actually realize there was an upstairs room in it, and they've directed us all upstairs, and we kind of took the place over, and we had a fantastic night. It's been of cocktails. I had about 4 margaritas past sensible. Past sensible. We had a fantastic night. There was people there that we had never seen before from the community. A guy called Darren who had never been to any any gaming event before, and he just went balls deep and said, look, I'm coming to this, and Awesome. I've never met you before, never contacted, just showed up. It was great. Filthy was there. There was loads of guys there. We had a great night. We replicated the Nintendo advert, and we had three Switches on a table, and we played a Mario Kart tournament, the six players. We had a ball. We had a great night. It was a great laugh, great fun. Then on the Saturday evening, we had the MGLX Midlife Gamer Party, which is the Sausage Fest. There are fantastic videos of that as well. Yeah, there was maybe a couple of, 150 people at it, and maybe 8 of them were girls. It was a sausage fest. And I have to say, the old OC guys, the VG Hub people that were there, and there was probably 15 or 20 of us, always seem to hover near the front, and we're always seem to be the first ones up to dance and be really silly and stupid. And right. And we were those guys. And right. By the end of the night, people were singing their hearts off. Darren from Midlife Gamer got up to start singing karaoke with Bohemian Rhapsody. And I swear we lifted the roof off that place. We air guitared at the end of it. We pogoed. It was fantastic. We had a ball. We all had too much to drink and we had a great time. So I'll say again, as I said on the podcast last week, if you can get to one of these events with some community members, whether it's here or in the States or wherever you may be, come meet some people there. It's great. The thing about it is you go to these things and you're meeting guys and girls. For fuck's sake, Greg. See these
Leave
new people.
Leave your balls alone, man. Leave your balls alone.
I can't help it.
All of the people, we had youngins there and oil farts like me at it, but we're all of like mind. So at the Irish club where the Midlife Gamer Party is, for the first couple of years they had bouncers in the door, and the last couple of years and this year, no bouncers at all. We're all plastered, but there's never any trouble because we're just like-minded, there for a good time, all loving games, loving the community. So if you can get along, because that is great. And EGX was fantastic this year. It was really good.
I'm not going to lie. I was extremely jealous.
Oh, sorry, Greg.
If that's, put it on my bucket list, if you will, that is a bucket list item for me. Make it to an EGX, hang out with everybody.
I've got it on stream now. Your Josh's videos, which are excellent, by the way, I've got them up.
Yeah, on the I think there's one with a few audio rights issues. I think that I'd posted, which could only be played on a PC rather than on a mobile device.
Is that because the music playing in the background? Or is it because
the music that he had laid on. The music he had laid on, there was some rights on it. I don't know. But his stuff, his edits are really good, and I'm quite impressed with all that. And I think he was really enamored with Mike Chin and Mike Chin's videography and getting swapping tips and stuff like that there. I think Mike's his new hero. we had a great time. Played some good games. Didn't play enough of the good games, but it's one of those things, you don't play loads. I played South Park Fractured Butthole, and that was an interesting experience because my son had already played it the day before. That snuck him in, and I played it then the next day. And the section that you have to do this lap dance, and you're one of the little kids, and you're sitting on the knee of a businessman, and you have to do the up and down, and excite the businessman, and you have to massively smash the button, mash. Anyway, everybody else, I could see them beside me. Joshua had already passed this bit again,
right?
And my son, 17-year-old, was coming over to help his dad get through the lap dance bit. It was just a bit.
It's a bonding moment.
It was strange. Yes. Anyway, enough about EGX. There's tons of data.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did you get your hand on the Xbox One X?
There was one behind glass, and okay.
I thought they were going to be playable.
There was lots of SDK kits, so the box was there, and it had SDK sort of embossed in the box itself. Okay. So. Lucky's Tale, Forza, Assassin's Creed, PUBG, all were running those boxes. So this was that dev kit box. It's because the Xbox is so close to a PC these days, it's a PC in a little black box. But yeah, there's an excitement for it. So Microsoft are there and Big Force. And all those big AAA games, they're all coming and it'll be great. So, yeah. Right. One thing, Mark, just finally, I hired a car to come up to you, and I hired it 9 o'clock in the morning and dropped it back at 5 o'clock in the evening, and I left it back. I was in a hurry to get back, so I didn't look for a petrol station, so I left it back with half a tank of fuel, and I knew they were going to charge me a bit over the odds for it. Anyway, the car hire for the day was supposed to be £15.60, which was fantastic. Right, 15 quid. Yeah. And when I went to get this tiny little car, they didn't have it, and then they upgraded me to that little small car, but yeah, a sporty little number.
Yeah.
It was a little GTI thing. It was cool.
Yeah, it was very nice, yeah.
But the invoice arrived in on Friday, and they charged me for 4 days, and that I travelled 600 miles.
Wow.
So I phoned them, premium phone number. Okay, sir, please hold. With you in just a second, sir. Just have to go and check something. 9 p.m. minute. Please hold. Yeah, I'll come back to you. So you're holding for about 5 minutes before you get to somebody. Yeah. Oh, no, sir. You must have done that. So we must look into it. So that car hire mystery is still ongoing. It's still not lots, but instead of it being with the fuel about 40 quid, it's now 150 quid.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pain in the ass. Yeah, chances I'll be fighting that one for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Right, so we've been up to lots. We've had medical dramas, house dramas unfolding, EGXs, and a man playing golf without official tartan trousers, who keeps on dropping his balls. But man who dropped his balls, it's a mystery to what you've been playing in the last week. What?
It is have you been a mystery.
The last couple of weeks. Enlighten us.
So the game that I have been most playing in the past week, this is going to be a shock. Everybody brace yourselves, okay?
I am braced.
It's been XCOM 2
I knew it!
I know, this is a shock. I know. It's shocking. What a fantastic update to the game. They've added in some new factions that you can recruit to be part of your squad. And so these factions have some different powers, and they also have different upgrade trees compared to what your normal soldiers have. On top of that, they've added in a bunch of different types of missions. So previously, a lot of the XCOM missions were more or less either, you know, go disable this device, whatever, in a certain amount of turns, or you had to head down and protect a VIP, you know, or assassinate a VIP. It was always one or the other. And so that was kind of like the basic mission structure. So now they've done some different things to that. They've had a couple of missions where you actually you have to have one mission I was doing where you literally had a squad of two and a squad of two. And so you had to play the first part of the mission with only two soldiers, get them through to a certain checkpoint, and then it switches over to the other two squad members. You have to get them through this checkpoint, and then your squad kind of meets up together. And you finish the mission out. So it was, you know, just some little tweaks like that, but they've added in a bunch of new areas. The enemy, the overall enemies are the same, except for they have added in a couple new, what I would call boss hero type enemies. And they are very difficult. They're very overpowered, so it can be a little defeating at times because you can get your ass handed to you pretty easily. And then just a bunch of other mechanics they've added in on the back end for different things around just how you go about doing your research, how you are manufacturing things. So it really just adds this new layer of depth that just, I mean, it makes this game feel totally different and kind of more story-driven, if that – makes sense. So, yeah, so that's been really good. And then I did play one other game. So I played the Forza 7 demo. This is going back a little ways. I think we've talked about that probably prior to this, so it's not a big deal to talk about that now.
No, well, never mind. No, we haven't because the demo only came out last week, and it was EGX show last week. So
fair enough.
I don't think we have we? Because I've played this as well.
Yeah, so Forza 7 demo. I did give that a go. And it was just kind of, honestly, I knew I wanted Forza 7, so I didn't really need to play the demo too thoroughly. But it was just kind of like I wanted to just make sure I felt good about wanting to get the game. And after just one race, I was like, yeah, I want this game. So I played the Nürburgring in the rain.
That was the best car to play with.
Best car. Yeah.
I did that race with when Richard Webster was here, because we played that on the Saturday waiting for Robin. And then on the – got the wrong feed up. I'm sorry about that, everyone. So I did that one. And then Richard tried doing the Porsche around the Dubai one. And he was coming off at every corner because I don't drive with ABS or traction on or anything. And he was really struggling, poor lad. Because he's used to the PC as well. So
So I know. Let's just say the game to me felt like one. Obviously, visually, it is an uptick. They have taken it to a whole new level. The lighting during the thunderstorms.
Oh my God, that is so awesome. Just like, wow. The thunder and lightning, the way the rain comes on heavier. Yeah, wow, that's cool.
So that had me sold. And also I want to say the car handling. To me, and again, this may be because I only played the Nissan GTR. So I didn't play the Porsche, so maybe I would have come across feeling like it handled maybe similar to the previous Forza. But to me, the handling felt just a little cleaner, a little tighter. I didn't feel like the cars... typically speaking, when you drive supercars in Forza, they feel a little unwieldy. Even the race cars, they're a little tougher to control. It felt like just a real comfortable, no problems at all. So,
yeah, that's cool. It's funny. I mean, at EGX, I played Project Cars too. I know it's out, but it was a chance to play it. And it also looks fantastic. But it still handles like a bitch. It needs a wheel. You need a wheel for that game. We're going into the demo of Forza, and I now have Forza 7 because I am not a peon. it just feels comfortable and lovely, and the cars actually feel a bit weightier, a bit more. They didn't really talk about this a lot in. And before they were just talking about the UI and all the things we're packing into it and how it all changed, and they didn't really talk about the handling. But the handling definitely feels chunkier. It feels good. Feels good.
Yep. Totally agree. Totally agree. So now we have Forza 7.
Yes.
And I think that demo convinced Mark to go in on Forza 7. I think he was holding off a little bit.
But demo nailed it because. It's funny because Forza 6, I haven't played that much of it, although I did enjoy it. But I think there was just that much out at the time. I just moved on to other things too quick. But I definitely want to try and give Forza 7 the time it deserves because it does run really smooth and it is gorgeous.
Okay, I know we have a racing community within our community, and I'm ready to dive back into that. I know I kind of took a little bit of an exodus. But I'm ready. I'm good to go.
Well, man, I put hundreds of hours into all the Forza games and Forza 6. Now I really got my money's worth out of it, and this will be the same. It does look fantastic. I have an issue. With my crappy internet connection, I bought this digitally, and I had it all lovely pre-installed, ready to go. Right. Four days early for the VIP edition.
Right.
And of course. Yesterday, they'd done an update.
Yep.
Patch. And it wasn't a friggin' 1 gig patch. It was like 80, 79, 80 gig patch. Yeah,
it's a big patch.
So that was started yesterday morning. We're at about 50% now when we checked to switch the internet off over in the house. Now, you can, thankfully, play sections of the game. I can play single player, and late last night I managed to get a couple of multiplayer games on, but like with one multiplayer car available to me. But stuff that I'm really looking forward to, Maple Valley is back.
Woo! Yes.
So some fantastic,
that's a great course.
Good old tracks. There doesn't seem to be too many new tracks, but all of the old ones. Sonoma Valley is back again, which is great too. But you know, Maple Valley, very interested to see the truck racing. How that's bound to be fun as well. I know that's in the demo, and there just seems to be layers and layers and layers of cars to collect now. It's very focused on collecting cars, collecting gear, collecting stuff. Right. And in Forza 6, they had these cards, these consumable cards, a bit like a lot of games now.
Yeah, mods. Mods, weren't they?
Yeah.
I wasn't really keen on them.
Well, they're back again in Force. Yeah.
Yeah.
And crates are there.
Oh, no.
Loot crates, baby.
Yeah, loot crates.
They're only cosmetic. And not an advantage.
Well, you can't use mods in multiplayer.
No, you couldn't actually. Yeah, that's true.
So there'll be it's gear, it's cars, it's mods for single player. But yeah, they're here. So with my VIP package, I think I got about 7 or 8 crates and some unique gear. But it's all, you know, the things are like now it's the common and cars are common or uncommon and rare and legendary and all of that sort of stuff. So that they're going that way with that and that microtransaction land again. But yeah, there looks to be a lot of depth to the game again, even more so than before. So when I have it all completely downloaded, I can't wait to get into it. I can't wait to get back to that multiplayer community that we had. I keep on going back to back in Forza 5, the mini championship that we put together.
That was so much fun. Yeah.
That was brilliant. Yeah. I'd love to try and recreate some of that magic again. And maybe things have moved on and people have moved on, but that was some of the best multiplayer gaming that we've ever had.
To quote the movie Waterboy, Robin, you can do it! Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've not seen film, but I've seen the meme and the GIF quite often.
Don't remember. I've seen the film, but just
I think Kim sent that GIF about 15 times in the last week on WhatsApp.
Kim, seem to have a fan in the chat who's saying here that you're absolutely stunning. So,
well, she is. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Absolutely breathtaking. They usually say that about Greg, but it's nice to hear about somebody else. That's really cool.
Your best mate, Fraser in the chat, Robin, he's just called Forza Borza. So that's not going to go down right well, is it, Robin?
Oh, right.
Well, you know what? You know what I have to say to that? Canadian.
Right. Hey, no, hold on now. 2 weeks ago, Canada saved the day. Canada hosted the show live. We used a live stream from Canada.
Yeah.
So even though...
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Just this once.
All right. Look, I gotta say, Fraser, Forza Borza. Yes, it might be. It might be for you, but it's not for me, and it's not for lots of people out there. So, and that's why we have different types of games, and there's other games than PUBG.
Let's not forget, by the way, Fraser is kind of this elitist. I own a Jaguar. I collect Jaguars. Right? Remember, let's think about who we're talking about here. Hey, so one more game I played, and this was...
It's like the Spanish Inquisition. Christ. I like played one thing. Oh, there's another one. Oh, by the way, Robin, expecting the three.
How do you think I feel when I'm hosting and you come on and have like 5,000 games to talk about? See? This is just me giving back to you.
About his fair play.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna hang the call up. I'm gonna hang it up now.
I'm right up against my time limit, so I got to get these all out. So I picked up a game. I had some free Microsoft credits for Runer.
I thought it was a demo. So you've actually got full.
So the full game. Yeah. So this is a kind of isometric top down twin stick shooter game. It has kind of, I'm going to say like a bit of a Japanese punk Blade Runner vibe to it. And that's a really weird description, but that's the best description I can give it. Yeah. So you're playing the game, it's all about kind of moving forward. There's a storyline to it, but for the life of me, I couldn't tell you what the storyline is right now. In essence, you kind of move from room to room, and it's just kill everybody in the room and move on. But as you're playing through it, every once in a while, the screen starts flashing up and about, kill the boss. And there's like this overlay of I couldn't tell you who the hell this picture is of this person, but there's like this figure that kind of flashes onto the screen real quickly. It's like, you know, it's flashing and he's like, kill the boss. And then you go back to playing the game and you're just trying to survive. There's some cool uses.
Kill the boss?
I have on occasion, but I've been killed many times. It's interesting because it uses the triggers not just for shooting, but also for activating some certain types of powers. So like you can activate a shield, and instead of like in some games where you have to like hold the trigger in to keep the shield active, here you're activating it with one click, and it comes up, and then as soon as you use another power, like maybe a dash, a different type of shield power, it'll basically disengage from that other power.
So it's a Japanese punk game that shoots stuff and there's bosses in it, and it has what sort of art style? Art style, is it cartoony?
It's isometric 3D. Yeah. If you're looking at it on screen, I think Mark's got it up.
It's a bit like Dead Nation on the PS3, but more gorgeous. Right. But more of a
it's a pretty game. Setting.
Yeah, it looks really good actually.
Okay.
When this got released, I saw Major Nelson tweet it out, and I looked at a few gameplay videos, and I thought, "Oh, this looks interesting." And I saw it downloaded on my Xbox, but I thought you'd done the trial. I didn't know you'd actually.
No,
that's good. That I might have a go at that in tomorrow.
Yeah, nice. Okay, look, time
it's
out.
Good when
time
we have birthdays because we both benefit.
Time yes,
time
it
out.
Is.
Time out. Right. Egg Delius, he is going, but
right.
Before he goes, we're going to time out what we've been playing, and we're going to take a step forward to the quiz.
Good man, Robin. Yeah. Good man. I like it.
Okay, because
I tried. By the way, I tried to get Jason Johnson to send me the trivia.
Did he say it already? Said it.
He was wise to me. No, he told me he already sent it. So
okay. So
can I play the jingle this time, please?
Yeah,
you've missed out on two jingles.
Yeah, you have. And
you've missed all this, haven't you?
No, you have. You're rusty. Right. So play a jingle.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
Okay, and the awesome trivia sent by Jason Johnson is here, and I have it. Not Greg DeLisi, the man
yes,
in orange.
Yes, you do. Sneaky,
so,
man.
Here we are. Question number one. What year did Ubisoft acquire the rights to use Tom Clancy's name for future interactive media
programs? I remember this, but I don't know the year, but I remember the big announcement.
Right.
Okay, so in pure Jason Johnson style, we have A, 2008, B, 2010, C, 2002, or D, 2005. Thank you, Jason. I love you. So, which year did they acquire the rights to use Tom Clancy's name for future interactive media products? 8, 10, 2, or 5? A, B, C, or D?
Oh, I suppose I need to get down here.
Yeah, you're down there.
Section. Hold on.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
I've got a new countdown thing as well.
I like my name in this one, by the way.
Yeah. Right, here comes the timer.
All right, can I hear the answers real quickly again? Hold on.
Three, no.
One. Damn it.
Time's up.
I can give an answer.
Good.
I could.
Okay, we've got a 2010 from Mark. We've got a 2008 from Lord God Almighty. And Kim, we have 2005. And the correct... God's sake. He has the power of the Lord behind him. Greg DeLisi is correct. In 2008, they acquired the rights. Congratulations, Lord God Almighty.
Whoa.
Wow.
And then the next question. Which of the following consoles did not receive a port of Paperboy? So which console did not receive a port of Paperboy? Was it the Xbox 360, the Game Gear, the Sega Genesis, or the Super Nintendo? Which did not receive a port of Paperboy? 360, Game Gear, Sega Genesis, or Super Nintendo's?
Ooh.
Answers.
Time's up.
Okay. Come on. Answers. Okay, well, we've got a...
What?
Okay, so we've got a Netgear router. Lord God Almighty has just went bananas.
Yep, whatever it was. What was it? Was the Game Gear. Sorry.
Game Gear.
So Lord God Almighty says Game Gear.
I've got routers in my head.
Kim, and something in your ass. And
ouch.
Kim says Game Gear. And Mark says Sega Genesis. And Mark is the closest, beginning with S. But the actual answer is Super Nintendo. Did not get a copy of Paperboy.
Taco's put in the chat 360, and I initially thought 360, but then I remember it came to Xbox Live Arcade. Yep.
It came to the 360. Jason was trying to be sneaky about that.
Ooh, cool question. So there you go. Thank you. Thanks, Jason. That was awesome trivia. Really good. All right.
By the way, Greg, record, I was right. It did not come to the Netgear.
That's true, it didn't.
Yeah, good try. Yeah, Greg, bugger off now. We'll see you. Go and have the rest of your day.
I'm kicking you out of the call. The sad part is I'm going to work now. I have to go help. We're stringing more lights. We're going to be doing some physical manual labor.
Good.
So feel better about that.
Go budget. On you go. Budge. Right.
Thank you, for letting me jump in. I appreciate it. I love you guys.
Look, Jason Johnson. Look at that thing there. What do you hear? We're going to do it. What do you hear?
Oh, look. Robin has... It's not Robin, your handheld device had power.
I have a Game Boy. Anyway, right here, look. Speak to you through the week. And happy birthday.
Wait, hold on. Wait, before you do it.
Yes, I want a
shameless plug. Extra Life is happening.
Extra Life is for Robin Tate and the VG Hub. Thank you very much.
Seriously. VGHub.net team, Extra Life. Donate to whoever you want if you can afford it. I'm on there. Robin, I think you're doing it this year. Mark, I believe you're doing it this year.
Kim,
are you doing it this year?
I'm doing it this year, yes.
Okay, so everybody listening to this podcast right now, you have four different people you can donate to. Clearly the right person to donate is me, but that's okay. Donate to whoever you want.
Donate to people who actually stay for the length of the podcast. That's my sort of like reckoning.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Donate to people that actually pay for the podcast to be able to be published.
I need to post a Richard Nadler's bomb photograph.
Okay, so a bit of bribery. I am giving away a $100 Amazon gift card this year. All you got to do is donate $20 onto mine. But if you want to donate to Kim, you want to donate to Mark, you want to donate to Robin, I support that. I am not a wabbit. A wabbit. Yes, you are. The one person you should not donate to is Gary DeFelice.
Don't donate to him. Because he's a Broncos fan.
Broncos fan. And Robin, you officially are a monkey now. Officially a monkey. Okay.
Last thing about Extra Life is Greg is absolutely right. If you can afford something, pay, give us something, whatever you can. If you can't afford it, that's what credit cards are for. Okay.
I now have to leave because Robin's eating a banana, and this is breaking the cardinal rule that I
not watch another man eat a banana.
Don't look at him in the eyes.
Never eat on the podcast, Mark. Mike Chin used to do it. He'd eat popcorn. Yeah, yeah. I quietly sat. I wanted to kill him. Drinking is perfectly acceptable, Kim. Drinking is good. Robin is quick with his monkey eating, though, so I think it's not going to be a factor.
Yeah, people who eat on the podcast, they're just wankers.
They're heathens. It's like Might as well get us back to the caveman days. I'm just
Greg, we have a show to do. Fuck off. Later, dude.
See you guys. Love you. Yeah. Bye.
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 Okay.
God, thank God he's gone.
And like that, he's gone.
Right, I need to reset
orange,
the channel.
That orange shirt was driving me insane. God. Tell you what, the Twitch people were complaining. They're going to opticians. Because that orange shirt was so bright.
Why is his
shirt? Have you just sat on a hedgehog? I don't know, because I'm seeing him in a tank top now.
There we go. Right, can we do it?
Anyway, all right. Kim, you and I have been playing something the same and something new this week.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
We have been playing the long-awaited Cuphead.
Yay!
And what do you think?
I love it. I mean, I'm not very far, of course, but I like it.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's very pretty. It reminds me of when I was little and used to watch those cartoons on TV. So
when they first came out, yeah.
yeah, when they first came out, yeah.
Okay, well, all right. So the whole presentation, everybody's seen Cuphead. It is like an old Mickey Mouse cartoon type thing in that old film grain. It's as you expect. It plays like a cartoon. It's absolutely stunningly gorgeous. The sound, the music, the jazz music is brill. And they always said that was going to be really hard. They didn't lie. Mm-mm. Oh, no. My God. So, look, I've sort of completed two levels before I almost threw the controller through the windows. Is it run and gun? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that you said it was like you have to run along and just shoot guys and get to the end, like a Mario level, I suppose. And all these little guys come to you and they float down from the sky and they come from you everywhere. And the first time you play it, you go, "Oh my God, this is so difficult! What?" And there is like normal mode and easy mode, and I don't know. Easy ain't easy.
No, it isn't.
Shape or form.
Find simple, and it's not simple by any stretch. So
it probably took me 20 or 25 goes to get to the end of that run and gun level. Which,
thank God, I feel so much better about you saying that, because I think I made it like five. It took me like five tries, and I had to quit because I knew if I didn't, I was going to get mad. So
I think you're right, and I actually think it is one of those games. I think it is like Bandage Girl, what was that called? Damn it, and Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy, where you could play a couple of levels before you went insane, and then you had to put it down. I think it is going to be one of those torture games where you'll get a sense of achievement by getting through something, but it's just so damn difficult. So then I played a boss level, which was this like big blue bouncing ball guy.
Oh God, yeah.
He bounced back and forward and bounced back and forward. And again, that probably took me, I don't know, 10 or 15 times to work it out. And there were certain little pattern things that he sort of at one side, you could stand in the corner and he sort of bounced off the wall a wee bit and missed you, and you could be underneath him. And then you think, I'm doing really well, and then he turns into this double-sized ball, and you've got nowhere to run, and you've only got three lives. I think the easy mode gives you four lives. I think that's the difference. You get one extra life. It's crazy hard, but it's just so gorgeous, and there's no screen tearing. It's so smooth. I'm gushing over this. It is class.
It is. It's really good.
It's torturous. Mm-hmm. Then I went on to one that I was in a plane. So I'm flying in the sky in my little Mickey Mouse style plane. And this thing that looks like olive oil from Popeye is flying through the sky. And you're shooting her. And she's shooting missiles and everything's coming at you. And that was it. I had to put it down. I don't know what they were doing for the several years that they were developing this, whether they're making it bigger or polishing it, but what a fine job it is. What a fine game. Maybe if it was a little easier, it wouldn't be as good. We'd be through it in 20 minutes, half an hour,
I think so. Yeah.
So I'm interested to see. It's one of those things where I want to play more of it and I want to challenge myself to get through it. But it might take me a year.
It'll take me two.
So it seems to have you open up and you do a bit of a tutorial with an old guy and we already go into Inkwell and it goes through the main tutorial bit, which is kind of cool too. And then you go into like a Mario World style map where you can go and do different areas and things unlock and a little flagpole comes up as you complete them. So I don't know how big it is or how long it is, but I think it was down in price for a couple of days by a couple of quid, but I think it's still only 15 or 16 quid, so $20
game. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think I spent like $20 on it. So
if you like Super Meat Boy and those tough games there, or you're Catholic and you like torture yourself, it's definitely the game for you. Definitely,
it does look good. It does look gorgeous.
It is.
Looks super hard.
It is in spots. Oh. I mean, it was bad enough. I was doing the mausoleum, and you have to go up and you have to parry the ghosts in order, and you have to make sure they don't reach the cup. So, and I come up there and I beat it, and I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" You know. And,
I've had that feeling playing Dark Souls before. But, I noticed on some of the videos, there's another cup, a blue one, what joins a guy.
Mugman.
That's Mugman.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you play co-op then? Is that co-op?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Can you play co-op, Kim, do you know, online, or is it just local? I don't know that.
Not sure.
Because I'm going to play with the boys, definitely, but it would be kind of cool if you could do it online as well.
Right.
Because I've seen a few people playing it, and I wasn't sure whether it was my double nat issue, but I was looking at them as we're playing to see, you know, join their game to see if I could drop in, and it might have been my nat issue because I didn't have the option to join at all. So, yeah, that's an unanswered question, which will be answered next week. I'm quite sure.
Or I might even be answering it now.
The chat.
Apparently, on the Steam forums, it's just local co-op. People are saying, what's the point of not having online co-op? So it looks like it's just local at the moment. That's unconfirmed, though. But, yeah, it's looking like it's just local.
Okay, so Jason's asking, how do you know that you're dealing damage to the bosses? You kind of don't.
No.
Is it when they're flashing? Because I'll get it up on the screen now, but it's shooting like a one-armed bandit at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know you sort of know you're hitting it because it might change color a bit. Yeah. But there are stages of the boss dying. So that big blue ball thing that I was talking about, you shot it probably for 30 seconds or 45 seconds, and then it changed form again. And then the next form, it was dead. So I'm sure there are stages to it. It's not there's no meter going down. There is no real UI at all. Yeah. I get like a bit like Mario. There are coins to collect. To buy stuff in a shop, you can buy like potions and upgrade stuff to make your shield and your health stronger, or to drop a smoke bomb to make you invisible, and there's different things like that there, and you can level up your guy, your cup, and so your cup filleth over with extra powers. Look, you know what, Jason, you'll love this. This'll be your sort of game. Yeah, I think so. Because it is beautiful to look at. It looks like a lovely, gentle little cartoon, and then it just grabs you by Greg's testicles. Yeah.
His golf balls.
Yeah. So, Cuphead, that would be a thumbs up from me if you like that. It's not a big spend, but I would say spend it and experience Cuphead, even because it's a cultural thing almost now. It's been there for several years.
It's interesting, there's a lot more games now like this coming out at a reduced price, which is good. It's like the on the PS4 there's that Hellblade, which was a cut price game, and I think even Uncharted Lost Legacy is not as expensive as the full price. It's I think that's a good move really by the greedy devs.
It's a definite buy. So that's Cuphead for you, Kim. I don't need to say, because I know you played the other thing, but you just haven't put it down. Did you play the other thing? Did you do it? Did you play the other game?
Gems of War.
Oh, no, I haven't. No. I haven't played Gems of War in Fuck, it's been almost a month, probably.
Oh my God, you picked me then.
Yeah.
And people were just asking, waiting for an update. They really were.
I know. They've updated it, apparently, but I haven't played it long enough to find out what it is. So there you go. Spell is broken.
So other stuff that I have played and completed since I came on, I completed the Turing test. Ooh. So I picked this up long ago, and it's been just sitting way, way back for, God, a year. And I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And the Turing test is the thinking man's portal. It looks like Portal. It doesn't have portals, but it's that QB puzzle thing. The premise is you're on Europa, which is a planet, and you wake up, or you're woken up, and your crewmates have disappeared, and there is a robot computer voice called Tom, and Tom sort of is guiding you through these levels, and the story unfolds into a mystery of where your other crewmates have went, and a mystery into this thing that they've found, and the 2001 twist is the robot AI manipulating you, or were the guys that were on the space station, were they up to something? And it unfolds. But again, puzzles very, very like Portal. There are little secret extra rooms in there. This is the same guys that developed what was that one that was like Breath of Life, Pneuma. Yeah. So like one of the secret levels is like Pneuma, going into Pneuma and doing a level in it, which is kind of cool. So it is. It doesn't really have. There's not the humor of Portal at all. It is quite deadpan. Serious story, because a lot of these, whether it sort of went cartoony or funny like Portal, so this is there's quite a good story to it, and I realized how stupid I actually was, because it took me donkeys to work out some of these puzzles.
So I've got a question about this, right? So the Turing test, as I presume most people know, is originally designed to test AI to see if it can pass as human. So how does this relate to that then? Are you AI, or are you testing the AI?
Yeah.
Or is it a spoiler?
Fuck it.
hang on. I've got
if you, look, if you don't want to hear about Turing, I'm going to say some of the stuff in here. But
just
you
hang
can
on,
probably...
Robin, I've got something special for this.
Oh, dear.
Right, spoil the shit out of it, because I'm not playing this.
Okay, so yes, the AI is twisted.
Well, he
might be. There's several endings to it.
Right.
So you can either sort of side with the AI or side with your old crewmates that found this thing, this plant that could infect Earth, and the AI was trying to keep it away from Earth, but your friends were trying to take it back, blah, blah, blah. And what they've done is they've set all of these rooms up as a lock, and it takes human ingenuity to work out what these locks are, because you have to do some weird and wonderful stuff to work out the puzzles, which a computer with its normal logical brain couldn't work out, hence the Turing test. So that's where that name comes into it from.
Yeah.
Now, I know some annoying things about it. Some of the ways you solve the puzzles just felt like you were fudging it. So you have like little power cells, power cores that made cables work or made doors open, and some of these little power boxes are right outside a door, but you needed that power box inside another room. And you had to work out how do you get this through it. And some of the puzzles were like you stand right in the door and hit the button to grab the box and quickly get through the door as it shuts really quickly. You know, it just felt cheap. Some of the puzzle solving felt a bit, I would never, ever, ever have thought of that, you know, really. I accidentally found it. But there is still that feeling like Portal of when you did solve a thing, it was It's cool. Now, a couple of the challenge rooms, I did look up a guide because they were just like pure math, Boolean math, working out scientific formations and codes, and it just, I got to the point where, look, I want to get through this now. But I think I looked up the guide maybe twice all the way through it. It's good. It's not Portal. It's dry. It's like a dry Portal, but there's a pretty good story with it. It's not there, and yeah, it's good. I enjoyed it. If you like that sort of thing, and I do, I enjoyed it. It would not be my game of the year. I'll not even make the top five list, but it was. It's a good game. It's a good, solid puzzler, though. So, there you are. The next thing that I tackled, another weird and shit game. And funny, it was in the EGX weird and shit tunnel of, they called it the left field section. I'm surprised to see it there because it's on Xbox. It's called Hero of the Universe Jet Moro. And this is way out there. It tickled my fancy because it was like $2.50 or something on the Xbox. I thought, God, I'll give this a punt. £2.50, can't go wrong. And you are this big, massive robot. Think Godzilla size and bigger. Yeah, Japanese movie Godzilla. And as that big, massive Godzilla walks through a city, he accidentally knocks buildings down. But this clumsy robot that you are, he when you first meet him, you're on this planet, so you can see the whole of the planet. So that's that size, yeah, like a football. And he would be about 4 or 5 inches on a round soccer ball. So he's very big. So he walks through the cities and he knocks down buildings accidentally and apologizes. Oh, sorry. I hope nobody was hurt. And there's a bit of a mystery behind it. So he's this big, massive robot. You walk along the planet. He's trying to work out why is he here? What's there? There's something happening. He's here to save the humans. And Earth, or a planet like Earth, was attacked by other massive robots. And he's there to save the humans from these other massive robots. And these other massive robots, as you're walking around the planet, sometimes one of them will appear Power Ranger style, and you fight them with laser beam eyes. And it's you know what? It's really wacky. It is weird and shit. And you fly and you jump off this planet and you jet through a wormhole into a new series of planets and you attack more of these big robots. And then there's a twists and turns of the story about where you came from. So, yeah, you know what? It took, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 hours to complete the whole thing. It's a fun. It's silly. It is weird and shit game. It's Godzilla with a robot. And yeah, it's
looking at the stream, it's got like a comic book type vibe with speech bubbles and the user interface and that. Yeah, it looks quite neat.
It was fun. And then sort of so when you went through a planet and you collected some bits and pieces, and then there's like a puzzle, like a word puzzle at the end of it, where you have to decipher a code to release a bit more of the story about the background of it all. And yeah, it was good. It was good. It was a bit different. I've never seen anything like that before played that way. And then Forza 7. So that's what I've been up to, apart from tons of stuff at EGX. So I think my family now... I'll be losing my family for a while because I want to play lots of Forza. I do want to play loads of Forza. Anyway,
yeah, because you've got the sort of like super duper ultimate edition, haven't you? So you got it 4 days early. It came out Friday for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as much of it as I actually have.
So yeah. So on while we're talking about the downloading of a Forza, just to rub it in, Robin, but just to say that I downloaded Forza 7 on my Xbox One. And because it's Play Anywhere, I've made the purchase this time. I've downloaded it on the PC as well, and I downloaded both in about 15 minutes. Sorry. 67 gigs each. Mm, yeah. Anyway, carry on. Move on. He's never coming to my house ever again.
Nope. Messed that up.
Moving on.
I hate you.
I'm sure you'll get cable laid down there one day. You must have fibre installed one day.
I swear.
If we can get it.
Every week I look at the BT thing and, oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, fiber is in your area, but the cable running from the box to your house is too long, blah, 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 blah. We are working out something else, and that's about all it says. Mm. Anyway, okay, so that's what we've been up to. Yeah, we're playing some good stuff. Better news. Rusty Bob, play your jingle.
No. No, I get to talk about what I played.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Rewind. I thought we'd done that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Destiny 2 up there. Yeah. Destiny 2. I hear that's a thing.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play much this week, but when I have had like 5-10 minutes to myself, I have played some, well, quite a lot of Destiny 2 actually since it came out. I think I've got about 55 hours into it now. And I'm really enjoying it, but I've got to the point where I got to in the first Destiny, whereas it's getting to the point where I have to grind to level up now.
Oh, no.
And it's starting to do my head in a little bit. So I've done all the story, and the story is, it's okay. A lot of people raving about the stories, oh, so much better than the first. And it is better than the first, but it's still not, I don't think it's super duper.
But the thing of it is, the first one didn't have much of a story, no, so, you know.
But yeah, it's quite interesting, and there's some twists, and there's a nice sort of like end cutscene to sort of like set up the next game. The main difference for me with this one is there's a lot more to do. In the first game, the areas were quite big and vast, and you had a lot of time travelling without coming across any enemies or anything to do. And that put a lot of people off. With this, the map seemed a little bit more compact, but the enemy action and the spawn points and the frequency of the spawns are a lot more, and there's more to kill, and there's more patrols to do. Well, there seems to be more patrols. They've added adventures in there, so you can do like little mini missions. You can replay the story missions from the person at the headquarters if you so want to, and earn reputation that way. So there's a lot to do. But I got to the sort of like, we call it a soft cap. I got to level 2, well, you get to level 20, then you do your light level. Well, it was called light level in the first game, but in this game we call it the power level. Same thing. So I hit 260. Now, you can go up to like 310, I think. But going from 260 upwards, it's taken me all this week. It took me a week to get to 260. All the way from 0 to level 20, then up to 260. That happened pretty quickly, but to get from 260 upwards, it's a slow grind. A lot of the gear I'm getting is the same level, so if I equip it, it's not making me any stronger, so I'm just dismantling it and getting charged for it. Now, luckily, this week with Xur coming, who comes every week, for those who are used to the Destiny game, he sells exotic weapons and gear. So you can find him on the map every Friday morning to, well, it's still Tuesday now, to the reset. It used to be Sunday in the first game. So I've managed to buy a couple of extra gears, and I've managed to get up from 260, I got to about 268. And that sort of like allowed me to get some better gear when I did complete missions and stuff. And then I've done some challenges which gave me some better gear. I've still to do the Nightfall Strike, which is supposed to give you good gear, but me, Nicole and Jim tried that the other week, and we didn't have much time to do it, and we run out of time. They've put a goddamn timer on it. I hate it. Bungie, what have you done? They've put a 15-minute timer on it, and it sucks. We were on the last boss. We got his health like half down, and we run out of time, so we had to sack it in the end. But yeah, I've managed to get my light up to, my light level up to 274 now, so that's pretty good. But I want to get it higher, so.
So this did happen to you before. It did happen. I mean, yeah, before you got there, and then you dropped it for a while.
Yeah,
and
in
then
Destiny 1,
you find your love again.
Yeah, I hit this sort of like spot I'm at right now, where I was thinking, ah, oh, this is getting to me now. It's what's the point? But then for some reason, once I got over that hump in Destiny 1, I think the DLC came out as well. I just kept on playing it for a long time after. And I'm sure
are you playing with other people, are you? Or are you playing not, with yourself?
Not as much because of what's been going off the past couple of weeks. I've been quite sporadic on when I'm coming on and coming off, and I've only been spending like 20 minutes, half an hour. So it's been hard to sort of like arrange something proper. I have played a couple of rounds with, like I said, with Nicole and Jim. It used to be Ginger Ninja. His game tag is now General Jim.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, it did change, okay.
Yeah, and I've been trying to hook up with Gary DeFelice, but you know what he's like, he's Mr. Flaky. Every time he says, oh, yeah, I'll be there at a certain time, he never does.
Well, I think that's what you need. You need somebody to give you a hand or lend you a hand or let them use your hand, whatever. I think that's where the fun of it is.
Yeah,
you know, when some people can help you up.
But yeah, I've just been doing some sort of like random strikes. I've been doing a strike playlist with randoms, and that's been quite good. Everyone's been, and that's the thing with Destiny. The players, the community, seem to help each other, even if they don't use mics. They'll revive you, they'll come and help you if you're struggling, they'll help you show the way if you get lost or stuck. So I've not really met any
That can't be right. Like, people on the internet are nice.
I know, exactly.
And they're not sending you dirty messages or calling you names?
No.
Or?
The opposite. Someone will say, oh, that was a good game, that, and they send a friend request or they send an invite to play another round with you. So, yeah, the gaming community on Destiny and Destiny 2 is quite decent, really, compared to your young 13-year-olds on Call of Duty. So,
I don't know. I played some of it in your house last weekend. And it does look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah,
it
plays
the water and the puddles and the particle effects and everything. It was just fabby-dabby.
Yeah, and that's what I loved about the first game was the gameplay. The gameplay on this is king. It's the gunplay is so good, the weapon, different weapon types. And there's a few little subtle changes to the first game with that, whereas now you've got one kinetic weapon, you've got one sort of like energy weapon, which has got an elemental effect, whether it be arc, solar, or void. So if an enemy's got a shield, you're best using that energy weapon, what relates to that. So if they've got an arc shield, a blue shield, use an arc weapon on them. It'll take the shield down a lot quicker. And once it depletes their shield, it makes them have like a small explosion and takes part of the health away. And then you switch to the kinetic weapon and finish them off. Whereas in the first game, all the weapons could have an element to them. So that's a slight difference there, but yeah, it works quite well, and it makes you switch between the weapons now.
So, I don't know, maybe sometime. There are so many people playing this at the moment. The playlist is the most played game at the moment. So, I think
what it is, there's another difference is this time you can have mods to your weapons and your armor. They've got an extra slot in them. So you can have this mod slot, and it'll say, like, it'll add 5 defense, or it'll allow your grenades to recharge quicker. But when you get to level 280, you can craft these legendary mods, which give an extra plus 5 to the weapon or the armor, and that's where you can jump right up to 300. And because I'm wanting this so bad, I think that's why it seems to me to be taking that long to get to 280. Because I want that so bad. Because I was texting Nicole.
Yeah, it's just like crack.
Yeah, I was texting Nicole. She just says, "I'm 270. Whatever, it don't matter. I'm just having fun with it." I'm saying, "Yeah, but I want to be 280. I want these mods." And she says, "Just enjoy it for what it is."
But I think she is playing a lot with Womble, and she has a little team. I mean, I see you defected from her clan, which probably is part of it because you know. And whose clan did you go to?
Whose
clan did you go to?
No, listen, right.
Come on.
I'm going to promote. I've got to promote this. I went to Gary's. Right.
A Bronco supporter. You went to Gary DeFelice's and you left Nicole's party to go to Bronco.
All the temporary, right.
Terrible.
So in the Overseas Connection podcast clan, which is available now on Destiny 2, go join it. Please go join it. The more people, the better. But at the moment, we've only 6 people in there. And out of that 6 people, there's only really 2 of us playing regular, which is me and Nicole. Which means that it's taken a long time for us to earn clan XP. You only earn clan XP by doing certain activities. And you can only earn a maximum of 5,000 XP per week for each individual. So it's taken a long time. So we've been in Nicole set the clan up since day one, and we haven't even leveled up once yet. Now, Gary's joined this existing clan called Please Help Me Tom Cruise or something. And this has got hundreds of players. It's a massive community. They're on Discord as well. And it was telling me that, oh, well, you want to join this one because whenever someone does a raid or whenever the clan levels up, everyone gets a loot drop. You get weapons, you get armor, and you get all these benefits. And I'm sat there thinking, well, I'm only going to get to 280, aren't I? I need to join this.
I tell you what, Bidden so Nicole hasn't done that. She hasn't joined the easy way. She hasn't joined the easy
She's
street.
Not a sellout like me. I've defected to Tom Cruise clan just temporarily till I hit 280. Uh-huh. Then I'll come back, Nicole. I promise. I'm sorry. Tell her on WhatsApp. I did tell her so she didn't find out secondhand because she would have strung my balls up.
She probably will. But funny, there was a wee bit of news, not related to Destiny, but there was a game released. I can't remember what it was, but it did have multiplayer online. And the developer accidentally left crossplay over. So for a while there was Xbox and PS4 players playing together, and somebody noticed that there was a space in between someone's gamer tag. And went, "Oh, that's not possible in the PlayStation." And it turned out that yes, they had done this, and PlayStation seemingly shut it down. Microsoft said they had no issue with it, but wouldn't it be great just to play? PS4 Destiny and PC. Xbox Destiny, when there's no, you know, because it is, and that has just sort of proved that it is a flipping tick box on a database to allow this to happen. You know, damn it, why not? Let it happen. Let it happen.
Do it.
Let people decide where they want to play and let them play. They're playing the same games anyway, let them play together. That's my thought on it. I am going to take a slight tangent here because you were talking about Destiny. This is another little, I wish we had some sponsorship from them, but a little audible and a recommendation and a thank you to Jason Johnson again. He recommended a book called Blood, Sweat and Pixels, and it's brilliant. Well, if you're interested in gaming like ourselves and you're interested in sort of the development of games, so what Blood, Sweat and Pixels is, it's split up into about 8 chapters. And there's a different game about the game development and the process. So it is Destiny, and talking about their whole the mess that was the original Destiny and the voice casting and how the studio almost imploded and separating from Microsoft as Bungie, and how they could have done anything, and now they had to go and do their own sort of thing. And then there was Pillars of Eternity, Halo Wars, Stardew Valley guy, and Star Wars 1313, and that whole Lucas Games. A brilliant book, really, really, really well worth a read or a listen. So Blood, Spit, Sweat and Pixels, go and pick that up from Audible. That's very interesting for us people. Okay, well, let us go into some actual news then.
Right.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so it's made me want to watch the next batch of Westworld, which isn't coming for a while, but there's a trailer for it quite recently as well. But this week, Red Dead Redemption 2's second trailer came out. It is beautiful. It is lovely. It confirms, or it seems to confirm, that it's a prequel. So the full trailer, it's here, and it's sort of setting the stage for another adventure out in the Old West. So Red Dead Redemption 2, it's the story of the outlaw Arthur Morgan and Vanderlyn, the Vanderlyn gang, as they rob, fight, and steal away across the vast and rugged heart of America.
That's the guy who was in Red Dead.
Correct.
He was Dutch. He's Dutch's guy. Dutch is Vanderlyn, which John Marston was a member of for a while. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see if he's actually in this game as a younger person.
Or does it... maybe catches up right to it'll end where Red Dead started. So this is the gang that John Marston in the first game was forced to hunt down in that game because they kidnapped his family, the police kidnapped his family. So, it is there. It's still next year, but it looked pretty. Lots of eye candy. Yeah. Not a lot of gameplay, but I imagine it'll play something similar and they'll develop on it. And it's Rockstar, so it'll be damn cool.
Yeah.
And that's
the hunting in it is confirmed now. Bows and arrows.
Bow and arrow in it.
That'll be quite interesting. Stealth. There was a moment where a guy went up and got someone from behind and stuck a knife in him, so there might be a bit of stealth options there. And it looked gorgeous. Yeah. So,
looks great. Big AAA for us next year. It's going to come. Let it cook. If they need time, let them have the time, because we can wait for that. Red Dead will definitely be on our buy list, I'm quite sure, for all of us.
Definitely.
Okay,
Rockstar can do no wrong, can they?
Table tennis.
That was pretty good, actually.
This tickles me. The Commodore 64 is coming back. The C64 Mini is being released next year.
Oh my God.
So with all of this excitement about the SNES Mini and the Atari box and all the bits and pieces, these guys, they've done a Kickstarter about a year ago to try and redevelop the 64, and it failed. But whatever way the Kickstarter was, they got to keep some of the money, or keep all of the money, because it was done as a flexible thing, and they've continued to develop this. And the C64 Mini is coming. It will have HDMI ports. It'll have it comes with the original, like, a Kempston Pro joystick. It looks brilliant. And it says that there's a USB charging cable, so you can run off batteries. Is kind of odd. So it has the CRT scan modes, and it comes pre-installed, funny enough, with 64 games. And it looks like it's going to sell for about £70, and it's due for the first quarter in 2018. So we'll have stuff like California Games and Speedball 2, Paradroid, and Impossible Mission, hopefully Iridium. So all of those wonderful C64 games and the fantastic SID chip. That fantastic, the music that was there, and I loved my Commodore 64, so I'll definitely be getting one of those.
I've never used them. I never owned the Commodores. We did use them at school. We had the VIC-20 and the Commodore 64. But at home, I was more of a Sinclair person. I had a Spectrum. I had an Oric one, which was
quite rare. With Oric. Yeah, because Oric, you could type, and that's one I would love for my collection, because I had one. There was Oric, and then
I've got one in my loft. You can type Zap, Bang.
Zap and Zoom, and I would love one.
Find it.
I would love one for my wall here, because
original Mega Drive and my Mega CD. I've got my original Atari. Atari. Yeah, my dad's Atari with the teak wood effects.
I have one up here, just 15 feet away from me. Yeah, I'm trying to collect all the things that I had. But because there was the standard Oric, which was grey really fun, narrow little buttons. And then there was the Oric Atmos, which was the last one they put out. And it had like a proper, it was still small, proper but it had keyboard, like a proper keyboard.
Yeah. I had the Oric 48K one. Yeah.
I love all this stuff. I mean, with the 64, rewrote a game called Nightmare Park. An adventure game, and I think it sold about 150 copies in the local shops in Belfast. That was, I must actually, I've always, I know I have it on tape somewhere. I must try and get it converted and put it up there again, or just rewrite the whole thing in BASIC again. I'm looking forward to that.
After the Spectrum, I went to the Amstrad then, to the CPC 464. So I missed out on all the Commodore part of it.
Spectrum, Commodore, never had an Amstrad. They always looked nice. Never had an Amstrad. That was one I never had. But I went from 64 straight to Amiga, dabbled. And then the other bits and pieces in between.
I missed out on the Amiga stage. I went console then. I went the Master System, Mega Drive and that. And I didn't really get into PCs again until 95. And then I got back into, I had a 386. Hospital,
DX33 or 66.
Yeah, it didn't even have a CD player, floppy disk drive, and I think it had some like a 30 megabyte hard drive.
Oh, but who needed more? Who needed more?
512 megabyte of RAM or something silly. Yeah.
The first time you watched that video and then Carta, yeah. Look at this. This is unbelievable.
Roller Coaster Tycoon on it. And all
Well, see, I missed out the consoles. I didn't have SNESs or anything like that there really at all. So it was, and 64 and Amiga were almost, you know, like personal computers. And I went from that.
Yeah.
Missed a couple of years, then started work, and I started using PCs, and away I went again. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Other sort of small news, Tomb Raider movie. I know I've had Tomb Raider movies before, but it is actually coming to theaters in March of next year, and it is very heavily based on the game reboot, and that's what they're saying. Alicia Vikander, who plays Lara Croft in the film, is in this poster, which I have up on our show notes here, is holding what seems to be a red climbing axe, very much distinctive of the game.
She does look more Tomb Raider than Angelina did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. She looks more like a tough, good-looking young woman rather than massively breasted, big-lipped, pouty woman with her
Lara's collecting children as she goes across the different continents.
Lara's party mix, here we go. But again, the idea is that Lara Croft follows the story. She tries to solve her father's mysterious death. So Dominic West is Lara's father.
Ooh,
Lord Richard Croft.
That's
from
Lost, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
guitarist,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Into the Badlands, Daniel Wu and Walter Goggins. Fantastic. Walter Goggins, cool, as the movie's villain. So, they're trying to avoid, what they're saying is they're trying to avoid using too much CGI and special effects, which the other adaptations have had an awful lot of. Yeah. So it'll either be another average game thing, or else it's going to be fantastic. They're sometime soon, they're going to create a movie from a game which is really good.
Yeah.
But it's hard because the medium is hard. But
this does look good, though. I've got the trailer on
screen really
now.
It really
does, It does look cool. But apparently, aren't they doing a Uncharted movie?
Which
is going to be very similar to this, isn't it? Same premise, really. So, yeah, this trailer does look really good for Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, Nick Frost, isn't it?
There you go, Nick Frost. Okay, sorry. Jason's just asking, did anybody have an Intellivision? And I had one of those for a while.
Did you?
Yeah,
I had. I didn't think they were that big over here.
Yeah,
ColecoVision as well, wasn't there?
Sorry, not Intellivision. Damn it, ColecoVision. Sorry, Jason. I had a ColecoVision which had like the
paddle
controllers, like remote controls on cable. But they had a really good version. Probably looks crap now. I had a really good version of Donkey Kong Jr. on it.
Yeah,
it was good. So speaking of movies, about a month or so ago, Mark and I sat down together and synced our movies and watched Blade Runner. Sorry, this is a game podcast. We're talking about movies. And we watched Blade Runner together because Mark had never seen Blade Runner.
No.
And we had a great night.
It was a great idea, yeah. In fact, we're going to expand on this because there is a facility online called My Circle or My Circle TV where you can actually group watch a movie together and chat about it as you're watching it. But yeah, we were on Discord chatting away as we were watching it, and it was really cool.
Yeah, so Blade Runner 2 comes out this week, and from what I hear, it's getting favorable reports. It's a lot better than people expected, and I'm going to try and get to see that this week. So Blade Runner 2. Okay, there was an email that Greg had mentioned, and I don't think I have access to that email. I might have it here. Hold on a second. If you can bear with us, going to do this live. I'll plug into that. There, no, I don't have that in that one. Anyway, there was an email came in from a community member. Very, very sorry. We will come back to that next week, I promise you. Okay, new releases, Kim. You haven't spoken for a while, apart from, I'm trying to, whoever's in the background, get them away.
Yeah, right? You'd think I was doing a podcast or something, but all right, whatever.
What can we throw our hard-earned cash on this week?
Here are our new releases for this week, which is September 30th through October 6th. We have Battle Chasers Night War, PS4, Xbox One, and PC for the 3rd. We also have, which I'm interested in, Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen for the PS4 and Xbox One, also on the 3rd. Forza Motorsports for the Xbox One and PC on the 3rd. A Hat in Time. Seriously, is this a real thing?
This right? is not me. It's not okay. Me.
Just a second. A hat in time saves time. Yeah. That's out October 5th. And then we have Lady Layton, the Millionaire Ariadne's Conspiracy for the 3DS, October 6th. And last but certainly not least, we have Mario and Luigi, Superstar Saga, plus Bowser's Minions for the 3DS, also on the 6th. And those are our new releases.
Still releasing games for the 3DS. Wow, yep. Suppose they have. There's a lot of them out there. There are a lot of them out there. Mario and Luigi, Superstar Saga, and Bowser's Minions. Okay, so there's a new batch of freebies coming up now. Mark, you have those. Let us go see what we have for our freebies.
So all the October freebies have been announced. So let me just scroll down because I was trying to find out about the email. So on the Xbox Games with Gold for October, on Xbox One, you've got Gone Home Console Edition.
Which is good.
PS4 one recently. I've not played it yet, but apparently it's got good reviews. So that's available from 1st to the 1st of October. Another scenario where someone's bought a game and then it comes free. The Turing Test is available from the 16th of October to the 15th of November.
See if I remember playing a little weird and shit game. Don't buy it if I say to buy it. Wait for a month or two. It'll be free.
Yeah. I think this has happened for the last 2 or 3 months almost.
Yeah, it was Oxen Free was one. Flipping heck. Right, okay. Yeah.
And then on the 360, but also on Xbox One backward compatible, we have Rayman 3 HD from the 1st to the 15th of October and Medal of Honor Airborne, which wasn't a too bad a game if I remember rightly. I played this. That was on the 16th of October to the 31st. On the PlayStation, you have for PS4 Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain, which is a great title for a freebie. Superb. And then also, and I'm excited for this one because I've never played it on PC, Amnesia Collection. Is that the one with the pigs in it?
Amnesia.
I've just heard it's scary as shit. If you've got PSVR, Riggs Mechanized Combat League is still available as a bonus title. And also, with their PlayLink, they have got That's You, that piece of shit game, what you use with your phone. I don't know. Or whatever. PS3, Monster Jam Battlegrounds, which I presume is like a demolition derby, sounds all right. Hustle Kings PS3, which got good reviews. PS Vita and PS4 cross-buy. Hue, I've not heard of that. And Skyforce Anniversary for the Vita and PS4. So they will be available from Wednesday, I believe, on the PlayStation system.
Yeah, Hue was a freebie last month, I think, on Xbox. Right. I have downloaded it. So I think it's a platformer that you use colors and negatives of colors. Anyway, it looks quite interesting. I think it's quite good. A few people have completed it. And playdates, what are we up to, Mark? What are we doing this week?
Right. So, I'm not sure about last week's cause I've been off the radar, but this week, me and Nicole sort of like decided amongst ourselves when we were playing the raid, well, not the raid, the Nightfall of the other night, we need to do Destiny 2 this weekend, because it's still quite a new game and we can get people together. If we get a lot of people together, we can do a bit of Crucible or whatever, or we can just team up and do some strikes.
Grind each other.
Yeah. So 7 p.m. This Sunday, look out for me and Nicole, Mechanics on Xbox One, and Amaranth on Xbox One for Nicole. If you see us in a party on the game, just jump in. You don't have to ask. If you just jump in and join us and we'll have some fun. Next week, with the release of Forza 7, we're going to host a Forza 7 multiplayer playdate next Sunday at 7 p.m. I'll host that, and I'm sure Robin's going to be there. Greg, I'm sure Greg's going to try and make it as well. So should be some good fun next weekend too.
Ooh, I think we'll be trucking next weekend for a laugh. Yeah, I'll do a few different races and stuff. That'll be good fun and put it through its paces. Excellent. Is the golf club stuff still going on at all, Mark?
I haven't really fired it up for quite a while, to be honest. But I'm sure Mr. DeFelice, the clan defector instigator on Destiny, I'm sure he's still setting up regular VG Hub Society challenges on Golf Club 2. But I probably don't know if he is or not.
I don't know. I don't care. It's just Broncos.
If you've got Golf Club 2, just check in the Society Clubhouse and see if there's any challenges going. And if there isn't, just send Gary DeFelice a message saying, "Oi, slacker, get your ass in gear."
Excellent. Okay, so the year of Living Dangerously is starting to come close to an end. Mm-hmm. We'll be towards the end of November, end of December, I suppose, for a lot of people. It'll be there, so we're on the latter end of it. And some people, especially Dastardly Jappy, are going like mad. This all sort of starts with our Victory Achieve competition, which is a quarterly competition where you finish a game. It could be an old game, a new game, but you finished it to the credits. You take a selfie with your pretty face and the credits rolling up in the background. Parts of your body, you know, I still haven't had a rude photograph, so please send me one. And what you do is you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. Now, the people that are part of YOG, who are finishing 30 games within a 12-month period, they add the hashtag YOLG, and we'll get through that just in a second. Anyway, we are at the end of a quarter, and we have a winner of the last quarter's victory achieved. There were 185 games completed in the last 3 months with our little community. Fan-friggin-tastic. And picked out by random or by our supercomputer earlier on today, we have a winner chicken dinner. And on the 7th of September, Womble, MK3, Womble finished, funny enough, Destiny 2. And for that, he wins money. He wins, well, it'll be quid for him, but it could be $20 or 15 quid. And you can get this on PSN, XBL, or Steam, or probably Nintendo Bucks if you really wanted it. So we'll be in touch, Womble. Congratulations, you've won that, good lad. That's a free entry. So every single game you complete, make sure you take that selfie and tweet it up to @OC_podcast. We will retweet that out with some sarcastic message, probably, and you'll get entered into that. And this week, well, actually, I've got 2 weeks of games here. Kim, I'm going to put you through your paces and do this because there's a lot of them. And most of them have Dastardly Jabby in front of them.
Yay. Alrighty. This is our victories achieved. We have John Mouse with Helldivers. That's a Yolg. And all these will be a Yolg until I say different. We have John Mouse again with Ghost Recon Wildlands. Jay Nezzy with Beyond Good and Evil. Dastardly Jabby with Shovel Knight, Plague of Shadows. Callie Burnham with Dragon Age Inquisition. Very good game. Dastardly Jabby with Final Fight. Daddy Aiken with Her Majesty's Spiffing. Daddy Aiken again with Assassin's Creed India. Chopper Kelly 1 with Telltale, Game of Thrones. Dastardly Jabby with Golden Axe.
Short game.
Dastardly Jabby, sorry, again with Golden Axe.
Ah, yeah, see, it's not just you cocks that up.
Yeah. Dastardly Jabby with Mercs, also a Yolg.
Short game.
Dastardly Jabby yet again with Destiny 2.
Short game.
No, 18 hours for me. No, 13 hours, I think.
Okay, I'll give him that one.
Dastardly Jabby yet again with Captain Commando.
Short
Filthy.
Game.
Filthy with Far Cry Primal, and our very own Bongo the Sane with Hero of the Universe Jetomero.
Short game.
That's a known Yolg. Peanut Gallery, shush. Flecky 90 with Imaginarium.
Fun game.
Amorous 89 with Pikmin. Chopper Kelly 1 with Destiny 2. Amorous 89 with Duck Season.
Quack, season.
Anyway, Diddy Gamer with Destiny 2 and Bongo the Sane again with the Turin Test.
Short game.
Oh.
And that is our non-Yolks and our victories achieved. So congratulations.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won it. Victory's achieved.
Hey. Kim. Were you eating on the podcast?
No, no.
Rick's pet hit.
Oh, my goodness. He hits that. One time, my chin ate popcorn, and he went mad. I would never personally eat on the podcast. Never, ever.
Or if you did, you'd eat something soft like a banana.
Yeah. Something, yeah. Oh, my goodness. We have projectiles.
So, on 3D. A side note with the victories achieved, yeah. Greg did mention that we had an email, and it is from Simon Kempster, who is Kozigan on the PSN. And what it is he doesn't do the Twitters. So he's emailed these. He's tried emailing them to Robin, but they haven't gone through, apparently, to the bongo@ocpod.com. So I don't know if there's an issue there. But he sent them to the podcast email. And he's finished Need for Speed Most Wanted, Need for Speed Carbon, and they're both on the PC. So I've forwarded them on to you now, Robin.
Thank you very much.
So we can add them to the list, and I'm sure we'll enter him to the next quarter's draw. So, yeah, thanks, Simon, and we'll look into our email issue. But join Twitter.
there you go.
And I've got it now. Thank you. I have that email. Yeah. That's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, where are we now? Oh, goodness, is it that time already?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
We're going to start to wrap this thing up. Well, do you know what? As the Shatters, and Kim will tell us all about our Shatters, you can be part of our conversation. We do broadcast weekly live on twitch.tv/podcast. No, just OC Podcast. And Mixer and YouTube. And we do that at 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, and 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and some other times in between. But you will find us out there on everything. Please come to iTunes and Stitcher and Zune and wherever you leave your reviews, leave us reviews. We would love a review. Does it really say we last checked our reviews on the 19th of the 11th, 2016?
Yep, that's Greg for you.
Yeah, we check the reviews once a year, and that's coming up soon. And again, we've got lots of clubs. We have a Discord server at discord.ocpod.com. That's a really good thing. The Destiny 2 clans out there. So we've got lots and lots of stuff. What about our Shatters tonight? They're in there, Kim. Who's
Shattering
away?
We have Martin is in there. Star for Health has been in there. We've had One Handsome Devil. Fu has been in there. We had TP Poker, who has also been there. So, you know. Teflon's been here, the great trivia master. So
yeah, and Martin and Fraser, the Canadian fella. Yeah, there's been lots and lots of folk in there, and they've been chatting away. Yeah. It's been good. That's good. That's good. It's a nice way to interact while we're doing this live, because it really helps to put us off. So, Mark, what other ways can we be contacted?
Well, I've got a special thing coming.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, you're fucking rusty.
I know. I was just adding Destiny 2 Clan on Xbox One, and please join to save my ass. I'm so free. So this is the wonderful Nicole.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, FB.OCpod.com, or email us podcast@OCpod.com. I would love to hear from you.
Nicole.
Business time.
Yeah. Flip. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, do you know what? I was sitting in the room, in the sunroom last night, and the kids were in the front room, and they shouted, "Hey, Alexa, it's business time." And all the house lights in the house went red. So there you go. Okay, it's time to shut this baby up. Kim, would you like to shout anyone out tonight?
Yes, you guys, of course. And the, it's always fun as usual. And, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Tank Top, happy birthday. You know, still older than I am, thank God. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to our Shatters, and the people that listen to this and watch it. You're the reason we do this thing. Otherwise, it'd just be a bunch of us sitting here on, our laptops or computers or whatever, talking to ourselves. I suppose that'd be fun too. So, you know, thanks for that. And you will find me at GamerGirl27 on Twitter. That's Xbox as well and Steam. So, yeah. How about you, Mark?
I want to shout out the hero and legend that is Greg DeLacy for his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Uncle Greggles. I want to give a massive shout out to two more hero and legends, which is Robin and Richard Webster for coming to see me last Saturday. It was absolutely wonderful and a huge surprise for Mr. Webster because I knew Robin was coming. So that was absolutely wonderful. I really enjoyed that. And to you, Kim, and to all our podcast crew, and to everyone else who listens, who's been sending me messages of support for this past couple of weeks. It's been a bit of a tough, trying time, but you guys sending me messages has really helped, and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much. And over to you, Robin. I'll let you close us out.
Brilliant. Yeah. Happy birthday, Greg. Yeah, you know, we give you some stick. We do love you. Well, we're fond of you.
A little bit.
Well, we tolerate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like to shout out. Cope. Yeah, we get therapy for once a week. All week long, so we can handle you for another week. I want to say a big shout out to all the wonderful people from the community and new members and people that I met at EGX last weekend. It was one of the I've been going for every year now for about 8 years, and I think that this year was one of the very, very best. We had so much fun every minute of the day. And each night was fantastic, and the days were great too. So brilliant. It was a really lovely, lovely feeling. Big, lovely, lovely group hugs of lots of people. Lovely. Fantastic. To the guys at Midlife Gamer, fantastic. On the night of the Sausage Fest, they raised well over £2,000 that brilliant. Night. Out of their total, that goes to Games Aid, which goes to help kids play games and whether it be disabled kids or kids in difficulty. Absolutely fantastic, and it is gaming related. I love that charity.
They did a live podcast from the EGX place in the afternoon, so you want to listen to that because it is really good.
And a big shout out to Games Aid as well, because they do such a good job. And Mark, to you and to Jenny and to your family that have went through so much, just unbelievable over the last month or so. God, Mark, I really thought the worst things was going through our mind of what was going to happen. And it's so good that Jenny is home and hopefully
such a quick recovery the last 4 days. Like this time last week, we were thinking the worst, and
So it's fantastic. So we're all with you, mate. We really are. So thanks very much, everybody, for listening. I am Robin Tate at Bongo the Sane. You'll get me there and at bongo.ocpod.com. We are here every week. We're here for you. We're friends for you. So come along and join in with the community. Send us an email, send us a tweet, and we love to hear from you. Thank you very, very much for listening. Enjoy your gaming week. We will speak to you all again next week. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
So let's do the bloopers live then, will we? What about that orange shirt?
I thought I'd play that clip now and then I'd have to edit it in later because I'm getting lazy.
Right. Now to get stuck into the liquor. joke. No.
Now coming in hot, baby. Okay.
Is my microphone audio all right? Is not too loud or too quiet?
Could come down a bit. Maybe it's just my volume.
Is that better?
Yeah, there is a wee whine.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't come through on the recording though. For some reason, it's weird.
I wasn't going to bring up the weird wang, but now that you have.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. This is the lip. I know what it could be me. I've got the speakers on as well.
I didn't have to wang. Look up what Kim's been playing, but...
That's not Blow or Tinder before we start. Oh, I'm pissed off with four. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. That didn't take long.
No, not pissed off with four. I'm pissed off with my computer. And I had it all lovely pre-installed, ready to roll. And a couple of days before they released it, they decided to give an update. And the update was like 89 gig.
Oh, bloody hell.
So I'm sitting at about 50%.
Oh, Jesus.
So I can play it. I can play now certain sections of it, but not all of it. So, but very frustrating.
Well, I've got a little story about that, but I'll wait until the podcast because you might shout at me.
Great. All right. He's going to tell us all about his good internet again. Here we go.
Yeah.
Rub it in, Mark.
Twice.
Rub it in. Yeah.
Night, Jenny.
It's for the sick of the night. Got a sailor.
Night.
She won't stick her in the camera. Oh, you might have seen her then. She's obbing around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you know what? It's no big thing. But I got very nervous about uploading the show. You hate some things to go wrong.
Yeah.
There's so many little things to remember, like getting that.
Yeah.
The pod number right, the number or the naming note. Format sorted out properly and shit like that.
I used to be like, yeah. when Greg asked me to do the edit for the first time, it took me all day because I just wanted to make sure it was perfect. But now I just get it banged up in an hour now.
I so have heard.
Just throw it over.
Yeah. Mark, what's a double NAT? Have you ever seen double NAT in your network settings?
No.
Mm.
Is it two rigid trusses?
Yeah.
Put together right? To make a normal heighted person.
Yeah, we'll talk about it again. I'm getting these Xbox issues now, and I think it's that last update.
Last update,
affected
yeah,
me.
I noticed there was an update.
I don't think it was very stable. It's now updated again yesterday. So hopefully that'll sort it out. But yeah, double that.
Oh, God. No, don't do this to me.
It's always like 60 seconds from blast off. I feel like I'm in Apollo 13. Go on, just stir the tanks. My God, he's a Dorito. Oh, the cameras.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's Porky Pig. Hello. Can't see you. Are you wearing your tartan trousers?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you wearing your tartan trousers?
My tart and trousers.
Tartan.
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 Golf.
Oh.
Tartan trousers.
Okay. Let's just real quickly. We do not call that. I don't even know what the fuck that is. But no, we do not call it that.
That is proper golfing attire. And if you're playing golf in anything less than tartan trousers and a flat cap, not a baseball cap, you're a commoner.
I'm a total commoner. Come on. But yeah, no. I'm in shorts, polo top, and baseball cap.
Ridiculous.
And by the way, I will only have an hour on the podcast tonight.
Oh, God.
I've been granted permission to get on the podcast.
Jesus. Right? See that thing people have to work with?
I know.
Right? What I do, baby. It's what I do.
Oh, dear, my God. No tartan trousers are nothing.
That's just gay, Robin. That is just full on calling it tartan trousers. No, it's gay. It's
golf. It's golf.
No,
binary gender.
Certain things in golf are gay, and tartan trousers is gay.
If you're going to play with your balls, you have to have the correct gear on.
Robin, I play with my balls all the time. I've got bowling balls. I've got golf balls. What do you want? What do you want from me, man?
I like to play with your balls.
If
By the way, Robin, can I see the full T-shirt, please? Stupid is as stupid does.
Yes.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
Are you sure?
You tell how me confident, you want to go, Robin.
Yeah,
I'm a bit rusty.
I know the feeling.
It was lovely of Greg to join us there to make all the effort to spend 55 minutes with us. It was fantastic. And an orange shirt that scarred people for life. It really was, you know. And what do you mean he doesn't know what tartan trousers are? Kim knows what tartan is.
Exactly. I know what it is. Yeah.
Womble was deeply offended of it.
I would say so. Off the Christmas list. tartan. I mean, Americans are more Scottish than Irish than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Oh, goodness me. Just terrible. It's just awful. And playing with his balls live on the show. He worried about me eating a banana, and he dropped his balls on several occasions.
Twice.
Fumbling with his balls, and he dropped them. I don't know. Well, there we go. Funny, I couldn't get the leaf blower started. I was pulling the string. Couldn't get the... And then I went in and I had a can of this quick start stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I spread it in. Yeah. Easy start, and I spread a bit into the air filter, and one pull, and away it went. It was just stuff is class. Well, what is that? Pure ethanol or something?
Yeah,
or?
It's really potent just stuff. Awesome. Really highly flammable stuff, yeah.
I sniffed some of it then. And God, I've been feeling good all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, do you know what? I never shouted at Fraser. Fuck. I meant to. Fraser sent me an official NFL Cardinals T-shirt.
Oh, did he? Right.
Okay. So he got
I'll
one.
I'll put it in the outtakes for you.
Yeah, because I came home. It was week before last, I think it arrived. And I arrived home and Judith was holding up this envelope as I came in through the door from work. Why are you buying another T-shirt? You have no need for more T-shirts. I'm going, I didn't buy a T-shirt. I didn't. Let me have a look. Oh, Canada. Oh, look, it's from Fraser. He got it. No, I didn't buy it. He got it. So thank you, Fraser. It's brill. I should have had it on tonight. Why did I have it on tonight? I don't know.
But he probably bought that because he was hoping you were going to get him a PUBG T-shirt from EGX, but we didn't have any, did we?
No, and see if they had had PUBG merch there, they would have sold it by the bucket.
Yeah, but a minute. They missed a trick there, didn't they, really?
You know, they could have had frying pans and the helmet, you know, because I seen one guy in cosplay and he had the helmet on.
The
and
full
the,
face sort of, one, yeah, the welded mask.
Yeah, and the khaki shorts and the white shirt. And, you just knew it was PUBG. But, you know, those helmets and a frying pan with PUBG on it would have been brilliant. I mean, brilliant.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
We don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.